And we're going to lead things off with somebody I talked to for a little while, and she is the executive director of the Minnesota Ag in the Classroom. Her name is Anne Marie Ward. And Anne Marie, how are you today?
I am well, Eric. Thank you.
And Anne Marie also doubles as a vet on the side, so she's been up delivering cow.
I'm just a cow mom.
So you guys have been super busy calving, though, right? It's been your family's time to kind of keep busy. And were you delivering calves last night too, or was it an off night?
Last night was a quiet night. The winds were low, and there was no new headcount. So a happy day.
They decided to let you have one night of good sleep. Okay, we'll move along.
Yeah, you still keep an eye on everybody, but yeah. So life is good. It is spring, right?
Exactly, and I'm getting excited about Minnesota Ag in the Classroom. I've actually been seeing a bunch of press releases. Usually I hear from you, but I had to call you the other day. I'm like, I'm seeing all these things going on, and I haven't heard from you. So I thought we better get you on, get an update. And I know that the summer schedule for the Ag Classroom is already, the date's already set. There's like, what, 3 or 4 different events going on this summer again?
Yes, a Minnesota Agriculture in the Classroom Summer Teacher Tours. We get super excited about this. We actually are a resource specialist are spread across the state of Minnesota, and they put a lot of time and passion into planning a perfect day for our K-12 educators to have on-farm experiences and to gain their continuing education credits as well. So we're kicking off our summer teacher tours this year, June 18th in Mankato with the Hands That Feed Us. Going to do a farm-to-plate journey through a lot of different experiences from a farm on to talking about how Minnesota farmers are directly connected to not just growing and raising the food for our local communities, but for around the world, and going through and looking at the resources and the knowledge and the background it takes to do all of that, and highlighting some of the special places throughout Minnesota that contribute to feeding the world. Mm. So we're excited about that. Again, that's June 18th in Mankato. And jumping into White Bear Lake, Minnesota, July 9th. And these are all full days. So we start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We go all day. We have some wonderful investors that support our transportation, so we can bus our educators to different locations. The Orchard to Market, we're going to be starting at Pine Tree Apple Orchard in White Bear Lake and ending there as well, as we learn a lot about apples.
Okay.
And how unique Minnesota really is through the University of Minnesota Research Lab when it comes to apple breeding and apple production and all the wonderful things that you will also get to taste, touch, feel, and smell on the course of this teacher tour. So excited about that. And our third one, go ahead, Eric.
I was just going to say the third one should be like right in your backyard. So, and it's just funny that you guys are doing it on wool. So you guys should have thrown wild rice in there too, because that's the other big thing up
in
the Midgie.
Well, you know, got to save something for next year.
Okay.
So farm fiber and fabrication, Bemidji, yes. July 22nd in Bemidji, we will be just tackling all of those farm fiber and fabrication. And so we're beginning and ending the day at Wells Technology.
Okay.
That do a little bit of everything. And if you haven't heard about them, I'd encourage you to look them up. They're an amazing, well-respected employer. In addition to, they really make cool things. They have ties to production of parts for John Deere, as well as making bolts for the helmet of astronauts.
Wow.
So many different factors. The fiber piece, yes, we're going to the Bemidji Woolen Mills, getting a really in-depth tour there, which starts with bags of fleece from local sheep farmers. So that's really exciting. And then heading a little further north of Bemidji to look at a beef and crop operation with the Gustafson Farms. And we're going to be looking at food production and conservation there, in addition to, because this is a really nice spread, really nice area for your listeners, a farm-to-table lunch.
Oh, nice.
Where we're going to go to table for 7 to learn about how and where they source all the food locally for their menus.
Okay.
So it's a really great day in Bemidji. So again, that's a nice easy reach for your listening area, July 22nd, Bemidji. The summer teacher tours are a big deal, and they're easy to find on the Minnesota Ag in the Classroom website under events and activities and register online. We still have early bird out there, so it's a really fun way to get your community continuing education credits.
Okay.
We are starting to fill up. Mankato is almost full already. Bemidji still has some openings, as does White Bear Lake, but it's a great opportunity to learn about agriculture in your area or maybe a different part of the state if you want to travel and get those continuing education credits and really see the diversity, the true diversity of Minnesota agriculture. And one of the, our mission with Minnesota Agriculture in the Classroom is to increase agricultural literacy through K-12 education.
Okay.
And that starts with exactly what we just talked about, training our educators so they can find ways to bring that understanding into their classroom and to infuse agriculture into their core curriculum and utilize that as a foundation for learning to meet state standards.
Okay. And I just want to reemphasize, you don't have to be an ag teacher. You can be a third grade teacher from Detroit Lakes right now listening, going, hey, I want to have a little bit more with agriculture in my classroom for next year. It'd be a great thing for them, correct? They could be a part of this?
Exactly, because actually, Eric, our work isn't targeting ag teachers. Our work is targeting all the other classroom teachers who aren't required to have agriculture in their lessons.
Okay.
So it's a really fun way for them to meet those state standards, infuse agriculture into those lessons. We have hundreds of lessons, activities, and additional resources on our curriculum matrix. And we just like to show different ways that we can help you meet those standards as an educator, make it fun, relatable to real world. And to also, I am not going to let this go, to show our students of today that there's a place for them in agriculture tomorrow.
Fantastic.
We're all invested because we eat. We live in houses.
That's right.
We ride and drive in cars. It takes agriculture to run all those things. Your cell phone requires agriculture and natural resources. It did not just magically appear out of space.
Some people believe that it did, tons, but, you know.
Right? So when, I mean, whether it's plant systems or environmental systems or biotech systems, agribusiness, animal science, you know, those things you kind of think those seem very agriculture related. But when you get into structural and technical systems and the power that goes into everything, there's so many careers and a lot of diversity, a lot of amazing engineering and design goes into making the world of agriculture possible at the efficiency level that it is and taking care of our environment. Next summer, really excited, June, the end of June 2025, Minnesota will be hosting the National Agriculture in the Classroom Conference.
Oh, sweet.
So educators and school administrators from all over the country will be coming to Minnesota to learn about Minnesota agriculture, to see how we train Minnesota teachers and how they're diversifying their classrooms by sharing the diverse world of agriculture here in Minnesota. We're very proud to have been selected.
Okay. When will we start to see some information on that for 2025?
The end of summer, we'll start seeing more. We have the National Ag in the Classroom Conference this year in Salt Lake City, Utah. And we'll be there the last full week of June in 24. So in 2025, it will be the last full week of June in 2025, and it will be in the Minneapolis area.
Okay. For anybody before, I just want to get in before we run out of time here because I got to get to markets here in a moment. But I do want to remind folks again for the teachers, Minnesota Ag in the Classroom Summer Teacher Tour. Where can they sign up for this again? Is there a website they can check out?
Yep. You can just type into your computer Minnesota Ag in the Classroom, and it'll take you to our website. And across the top bar, there's a whole section for teachers, and there's activities, events. You can just click into teacher tours. So look for those teacher tours. And a couple other quick reminders for the educators that are listening or those that live with an educator, love an educator, or have students in school. Check out Farm Camp through Minnesota Ag in the Classroom. It's a three-part immersive experience. It's free. We even have funding for transportation. fifth grade and up to get your students out onto a site to do a portion of this talking about careers and a portion of it lessons that tie to what they're going to see when they do go out. And for educators out there, first-year educators, we still have time for you to get your applications in for first-year teacher ag literacy grants. So Minnesota Ag in the Classroom's website has a ton of resources for community members, ag advocates, librarians, teachers, parents, you know, your local banker. All of your NRCS offices should have resources from Ag in the Classroom in them in Minnesota as well. So,
Anne Marie, you love your job. It's funny we said that at the same time. Good Lord. How many cups of coffee have you had today, Anne Marie?
I haven't had any.
Don't have any.
No,
probably explode.
I get told that, like, you, she doesn't need coffee. No, passerby. Yeah.
Okay.
So I did spend part of my morning talking to cows. You know, we had our morning meeting.
Finally,
so
get a real person.
It's my day infused and happy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anne Marie, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime.
Yeah, we'll call when things are calmer, and we'll talk to you again soon. Or maybe when I need a vacation, you can take over.
So good. Hey, we have lots of things to talk about. All right. Be well.
See ya.
Thanks, Eric.